Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I feel like, this guy is coming for all of us. So rude. Am I the jerk for taking my wife's cups to Goodwill? Rude.
Your wife's cups?
Rude. We all have multiple cups, and, you know, whether it's your Stanley or your water bottle or your whatever you got, we have cups.
And we like
our cups.
Yeah, y'all do.
And he wants to know if he's the jerk for taking his wife's cups to Goodwill. He thinks that they're out of control. She has too many cups.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel a little offended by this. Ooh, I'm just saying.
I feel this man's pain, though.
Uh-huh. This is what he said. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk? My wife and I recently married within the last year. We're in an apartment right now. We're currently building a large four-bedroom house, but I'm getting upset with the amount of cups my wife owns. And all the time, I tell her, we don't have room.
Hmm.
They've either been gifts or she's purchased them on her own over the years. In fact, I'll admit, I've even bought her some.
Of course.
She said she feels like this is typical for a woman to have a variety of cups, from wine glasses to cocktail glasses to coffee mugs to water bottles.
All the cups.
Every time I go in the cabinet or pantry, I get angry with the clutter of cups in our apartment. We're moving into our home in June, which will have much larger kitchen slash cabinet space, but I've already threatened to take these boxes of cups to Goodwill without her knowing, and I'm this close.
Bruh, do it. Are you this close? Might as well drop them off.
Am I the jerk for wanting to take my wife's cups to Goodwill? Yes. Back away from the cups right now.
Bruh. I don't know. I don't think so.
Rude.
Honestly, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
How you gonna mess with her cups,
what's
dude? Back
name?
Off. His name is Dan.
Dan. Got it.
Like yours, Dan.
Like, yeah, I was going to say that. I definitely can't call this man a jerk.
And
we got the same
end,
name.
He said, have a great day, guys.
Dan. Unbothered.
You can always submit to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. But Dan wants to know if he's the jerk for taking his wife's cups to Goodwill. Let's take calls next and see where people are going to go with this. Yeah?
Bet. I'm down. You know.
I say definitely a jerk. You say not the jerk.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards not.
I don't even care if they have a house on the way. Back away from the cups right now, Dan. 414-533-1037. We'll see what the listeners say next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Dan is threatening to take all of his wife's cups to Goodwill because she has too many and the clutter of cups is making him crazy.
Been there, boy. Been there.
Let us live, Dan. All right, Ava's in Milwaukee. I'm dying to see which way the listeners go on this one. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
She's trying to get her own theme song. She comes in and out, yes. So it's day one again for her.
It's hard to get in. We know that. We know that, Ava, but you're back on the board. It's day one, okay?
Yep, and I ain't no quitter, so I have my song.
That part. And you can get the Odyssey app to make sure you don't miss a moment either.
Yep, see?
All right, I got to get on it.
Okay, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay, so I'm going with Not the Jerk because I do not like clutter. And I also feel like as far as a relationship in a home, he not only has a right to attack those cups, he has a duty. Because we have stuff all over the place, and we're moving into a new home. That's exciting. Yeah. Don't nobody want no messy new home. But I will say this. Be careful, Dan, if you attack those cups. Because don't be collecting bottle tops, records, nothing. And you done touch my cups, because now I'm coming for you.
Said, no, you started a war. Bet. Oh, bet.
Boy.
Now we're getting rid of all the extras.
Well, you did start a war by telling him he could throw those cups away. How dare you, Ava? Rude.
I'm encouraging him to think. Do you want to smoke? Touch some cups if you want to. Anything you try to collect from here going forward is under fire.
She's saying not the jerk, but she got calling him jerk energy.
Do you want this fire?
This is reverse psychology right here. This is reverse psychology. Don't do it. But go ahead and touch some cups if you want to.
That was great. I love you, Ava.
We're going to get you a theme song.
You have to call back.
Ooh, yes. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
That was awesome.
She was on one.
No, not the jerk, but you want to play? You got to play, guy.
Do you want the smoke? I respect it, though.
I'm telling you, don't mess with our cups.
Open up a can of worms.
I got 7 cups in my cabinet. There's a reason I have to do the dishwasher 5 times to get all my cups in. Let me live.
Allie, but think about this, though. I'm saying not the jerk. Because now when you do move, guess who gets to buy more cups? Your wife.
Oh.
Guess who now has more shelf space? Your wife. Guess who's probably going to thank you later? Your wife.
But he messed up and he's going to throw that one cup away. We love the perfect cup. He's going to get the wrong straw. That's going to be gone. It's fighting stuff, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I do feel that.
Melissa's in Kenosha. Melissa, she has a theme song.
Good morning.
Every time I hear this, I remember when we played it for 3 years straight on Kiss FM.
Nonstop.
Once an hour. I'll never forget those days.
But now it's a theme song.
But now it's a theme song and we still love it. Yeah. So, Melissa, Ava said not the jerk if he throws away or takes his wife's cups to Goodwill.
Don't touch my cup. I'll be coming for you. You're a jerk.
So you're saying jerk?
Are a jerk. Says the person who's about to walk into Starbucks with my reusable cup.
See? And then Dan throws that away. She gets up in the morning. She's got no reusable cup anymore.
So Dan's going to wake up with a black eye now.
Ding, ding. Exactly. The smoke
was
released.
Don't touch my cups. My husband will, put my cups in different spots after he takes them out of the dishwasher.
My kids, too.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
Makes me crazy. I can't find the lid for the one cup, and then, it makes me crazy.
Oh, the straws. They throw straws everywhere. The cummers everywhere. It's like, don't touch the dishwasher.
Maybe if y'all had less cups, this wouldn't be a problem.
You know what? You be quiet over there. Don't start. You want smoke?
I'm here for it.
DZ?
What's up? I feel the smoke coming
DZ,
towards me.
Don't even. I will come for you, DZ. Don't even.
Okay. Fine.
I'm telling you, you don't mess with women and their cups, okay?
No.
Y'all got too many, man.
You have the Starbucks cups, you have the Stanley's cups, you have the reduced cups, you have the Hydro Flex cups. You have them all. I will get rid of the cups when I am done with the cups.
I have coffee cups I can leave the house with. I have cups that I can take my Diet Coke in. Then I have a water bottle. Then I got another water bottle with different tops. The water bottles all have different mouthpieces. They all have different adjustments. There's different
because
things
I want. Because you might want a straw one day. You might have a nicer outfit. And you can't do either of those.
Oh, when you got to use your fancy cups, my fancy ass.
You got to use the bling cup that day.
You got to use the bedazzled cup.
Exactly.
Man.
You don't want to use the one that day that says Rachel's Bachelorette Party, Mexico 2018. That's the day you don't use that one.
I have a Starbucks cup that has writing on it, and it says, first coffee, then mom, fill in the blank. and I can't bring that to work because I can't.
I just can't. You just get
those
that's
are
a home
my
cup.
Weekend cups.
See,
that's for
See?
My weekend.
Meanwhile, dudes are over here using the same cup that they've been using since the fourth grade,
and the same
but
underwear
what
too.
Do you have it? What does he have at home that he has a ton of that she could do the same thing back?
Oh, y'all are petitious.
Yep. Leave our cups alone. I'm starting a new platform.
You guys have shoes. You guys have, I don't know, you guys could be underwear freaks for all I know. You know, like, why do you need all of those shoes? Why do you need all of those different kind of underwear?
All right. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting aggressive.
Well, somebody texted in and said, jerk, if you donate her stuff without her permission, then she could donate your favorite things without yours. Fair is fair. I'd hate
Absolutely.
To see you get divorced over cups.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, right now we're split. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it, but we're currently split.
Melissa, we're just going to go return all the sporting equipment.
Hey,
the lawnmower while we're at it.
Well, all right. Then ain't none getting done around the house. Melissa, we appreciate your call.
Bye.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a good morning.
You too.
Somebody texted in, touch my cups and die. These are my people. I knew they'd come out.
Listen, y'all have so many. So? Are you really going to notice the one or two that might get tossed?
Yes, because we have so many and we use the same four. Let us live.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lisa's in Sheboygan. Please, Lord, I hope she understands.
Morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Okay, Dan wants to know.
Simmer down.
I told you, you can't mess with women in their cups, man.
Man, no. Drinking out of cups.
We come out.
Yes.
All right, so you're
jerk
saying...
Jerk alert.
Jerk alert, dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he literally, like, in his message said, we're building a new house with plenty of room. If you want to box them up temporarily, set them aside so that they have plenty of nice, comfy room in that new house.
What if she needs it before then, though, Lisa? You can't put the cups in a box.
I don't mind that. If you want to box up a few, so things are, I've opened the cupboard plenty of times, and I got cups falling out at me.
Same. They fall over, they collapse.
Can't close the cabinet because there's so many dang cups.
Yeah. I don't care. If you want to put a few away that you know you're probably not going to use because it says Bachelorette Party 2018.
Right, that one.
Put it aside.
That can go away.
And then leave room for it at the new house.
Yeah. We can't throw it away?
Nope.
If you throw away my stuff, you better believe that I'm coming for a tool, a hat, and a golf club daily.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my God. You guys just...
replace all my stuff.
Well, my heart.
Lisa, you can vouch for this and everyone else because someone texted in saying, this is so funny. I thought I was the only woman with different cups. You are not alone, sister.
Yeah.
You are never alone.
Bruh.
But somebody else texted in and said, my husband has over 50 baseball caps. Leave my cups alone. Baseball caps and cups... probably same price, honestly, if you want me to be honest.
Right. Yeah, 30 to 50.
Honest to God, what's the difference?
Hey, okay, no.
My husband has 756 hats.
And she counted.
And
better believe it.
Just text me because he's in his car listening and he had some not nice words to say to me.
Yeah, he said, don't touch my bleeping clubs. That's
Hold on.
He said.
I got my calculator. 756 hats times, I'll be nice,
$30.
He owes you $22,000 in cups right now.
Oh my
God. That's $22,000 in hats.
Right.
Fellas, we lost this one today, man. Listen, Dan, just pick your battles. It's I don't think this is the one.
Dan, mind your own business and leave her cups alone. Okay?
Leave the cups
You're
alone.
A jerk. Lisa said jerk.
Appreciate your call, Lisa.
Bye.
Whoever. Okay, people are getting crazy. Somebody said he's absolutely the jerk, regardless if they are cups or not. Those are her personal items. Who does he think he is coming in and getting rid of her personal items without her permission? I obviously agree with that.
She's a cup hoarder, dog. Let her help her, I should say, heal. Help her. And then when you guys move in, reward her by letting her get some more cups. Get five. You get five cups in the new house, baby.
It's not enough. Maya in Milwaukee said, here, touch my cups or I'll donate you.
On that note.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.